musical biography show The Sweet Spot, airing every third and fourth Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. Not only does WBAI bring you important news and information, it also provides some of the dopest music programming on the dial. Please support independent media and the true voice of the people by making a donation to WBAI. To make a donation, go to our website at give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. Thank you for supporting listener-sponsored community radio. Time is really wasted.
It's just about 11:59. You're attuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI in New York City. And coming up at midnight, a special edition of the Aware Show, which will be followed at 1 a.m. Ken Gale, once again sitting in for Jim Freund on Hour of the Wolf, bringing you a new edition of Nuff Said, his comic book program. Ken Gale, ordinarily host of Ecologic, alternate Tuesdays at 8 p.m. But tonight, we're back in comic book mode at 1, 3 o'clock, Lister Live, burning that flag. So stay tuned to WBAI New York, the Aware Show coming up in just a minute or so.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Are you too horrified by Trump and the current administration?
Feeling hopeless and fearful for the state of the country?
Looking for ways to fight back, or all of the above? Well, we want you to know that there are plenty of ways to resist.
Join the resistance with WBAI. Find out what's happening on WBAI's actions and event calendar at WBAI.org.
Again, for a list of upcoming actions and demonstrations, visit WBAI.org/calendar.php.
My name is Dan Ingram, and I'm a WBAI fan. They've always been, you know, the station that kicked butt and the station that said what you're not supposed to say because the people in power don't want to hear it, and I love that. I have to celebrate you, baby.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and I am so grateful to be here today. Today, I am speaking with someone who knows the word resilience. Natalie Ledwell, she is the co-founder of Mind Movies. Have you ever used a Mind Movie? They're fabulous. They have a way of basically taking the vision board, but you make it into a movie of your life the way that you want it, with subliminal messages, all sorts of great things. And she maybe 2.5 million people at this point have transformed their lives with the use of a mind movie. And it is, you know, the power of visualization and subconscious programming all together. Well, Natalie has been wonderful enough to join us today on the Aware Show to talk about mind movies. And she has a wonderful, wonderful gift for us for our fun drive, which is also a gracious part of her heart that comes out as well. Hey, Natalie, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Lisa. Such a pleasure to be chatting with you today.
I know. So great. Natalie and I are friends off air as well, and it's great to be on the air together. It was just a continuation of our conversations, really.
Absolutely.
So, you know, take me back on how and why you created Mind Movies in the first place. I never get to ask you this.
I know, you know, and it's such a gnarly story. And it's just, you know, proof positive that Mind Movies actually work. But I remember it actually started from, you know, most things, a monumental moment of frustration in 2006. And I was sitting at my desk at my home in Sydney, and I'm looking at my bank balance, and I'm looking at all my bills, and I'm like, okay. I had my husband then and I had four businesses we were running at the same time, and we were just falling back financially. And I'm like, I'm missing some vital piece of information here because, you know, I was given my first set of cassettes by Brian Tracy when I was 21 years old. So I knew how to think positively. I knew how to take action. You know, action wasn't our problem. You know, we had plenty of action. But there was something that was missing. And not long after that, a friend suggested I watch a movie called The Secret. It was back in 2006. We had to order it online. And when Glenn and I were watching this movie, it's like at the same time we had this epiphany. It's like, oh my goodness. So what I need to do, because if I didn't know the whole plan, I just didn't believe it would happen. And I'm like, oh, so I don't need to know the plan. I just need to be able to see it in my mind clearly and feel what it's like to already be there. And then take action in that direction, and the path will appear for me. I'm like, right, now I get it. That was the piece I was missing. So a friend of ours actually came to us and showed us this little video that he had created, which was affirmations on PowerPoint slides, photos that kind of enhanced those affirmations, and then music. And it was his version of a vision board. And so when he would watch this, it was easy for him to be able to see himself in this future that was depicted in the movie. And I'm like, whoa, okay, that's powerful. And I mean, and I still get goosebumps thinking about looking at that first movie. And I mean, he was a young 30-year-old guy. He had girls in bikinis and I was not aligned with.
Ferraris and stuff. But
But I could see the power. And so not long after that, he said, look, you know, do you want to work with me? Let's put up a website so people around the world can create these movies for themselves. And we went from, you know, Glenn hardly being able to turn on a computer. I hadn't even heard of YouTube back then, and this is 2007 by this stage. And we started from that, you know, and now we've come through to, you know, we've reached 4.2 million people around the world.
Amazing. 4.2. Oh,
I know.
Wow,
you know,
girl.
We're working with kids. We're working with addiction recovery centers, you know, medical practitioners, just so many different parts of the population. And it truly is starting to change lives.
Wow. Well, that is intentionality. By the way, your story is so similar to many, many people's stories, maybe even to this at this moment, at this day, looking at the bank balance saying, why isn't it there? I'm working so hard. What's happening? And maybe The Secret didn't work, but maybe something else will. And that moment in your life changed your life because you had pain and you had a solution and then you made a decision. And those three things combined, it's such a great story. Got you to where you are now. And of course, technology, utilization of technology. I didn't even know how to use it back then, but you knew what you wanted. Yeah. And you knew what you didn't want. Huge piece. Those are big pieces.
And I think having that intention, like being in that much pain with financially, it was like, this is, and just like, I was beside myself with tiredness. We were working so hard. But the intention was set in that moment. I need to find the answer because, you know, what's happening now is not it. I need to do something different. And just setting that intention, you know, brought on that conversation and the suggestion of watching the movie, the Secret, and, you know, and then so many other things that went from there. You know, and even in the beginning when I think about, you know, I had, you know, all these affirmations already written out about, you know, the life I wanted to live. And the kind of business I wanted to build. And one of the businesses I was involved with was a network marketing business. And I was convinced that this was the business that was going to give us the financial and time freedom that we wanted. A year later, I look at, you know, our Mind Movies business and go, wow, you know, if someone had of, you know, 1 week before, you know, Ryan had approached us with this idea, said to me, you're going to create that and more, but you're going to do it through the internet, I would have laughed at them. I'm like, I don't know anything about this, but the thing is I was very clear about what my end result was going to be, and I stayed open to the opportunities that come that way. you know, holding so tight onto how we think something's going to manifest for us and what we think it's going to look like at the end really just shuts us off from the incredible opportunities that are coming our way. You know, and something like a mind movie really helps us to vividly be able to see and believe and play this movie, you know, in our mind on a such a frequent basis. I mean, the music is really the secret sauce. You know, it creates this associative memory to that song. You know, and every time, I mean, my original mind movie, I used Clocks from Coldplay. It's my favorite song. And even now, I'll be brought to tears. You know, I was in an Uber car the other day, and I could see it, he had it ready to play on the stereo. And I said, could you please play that song? And I'm crying in the back. You're probably thinking you picked up some nutter, you know.
But yes. So explain that to me. So if you have a mind movie that does have all the visuals and the images that maybe you know, exactly the way that you see it, how does it help with the letting go and letting it happen process?
Well, first of all, I mean, one of the most powerful parts of a mind movie or the processes of the mind movie is actually getting clear about what it is that you want. You know, most of us know that we want to be happy. We know that we want to, you know, have a successful life. We want to help people. We want to be abundant. But we don't really know what that means. We haven't really spent any time thinking, well, what does that look like? You know, when we're wanting to create wealth, it's not like we're visualizing a pile of cash. That's not really inciting any kind of emotion. But it's what the money means to us and how it's going to change our lives. And like I said, when we're doing these visualizations, we want to feel what it's like to be there. So, you know, when you can really be clear about what that is, and, you know, what I really recommend for people is when they're creating their mind movie, they want to think about five types of affirmations they want to include to be able to really comprehensively describe this future. You know, they want to describe what it is that they want: a wildly successful business, a loving and supporting relationship, a fit and sexy body, you know, whatever that is. But describe what that is, and then describe what life looks like once you have that. Because this is where the emotion's going to come in. This is where we get to really see what that means. So, you know, what are we doing with this fit and healthy body? You know, what are we doing in this loving relationship?
Right.
You know, think about why. You know, why you want to create this. You know, and especially if you're looking at, you know, a business or career, I always say you want to add a why for the people that you're serving. You want to add a why for the people that you love. And you want to add a why for yourself.
People you're serving, love, and self. Okay.
Absolutely. And this is what's going to give you that burning motivation to keep going when you face any challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also add action affirmations. So, yes, I don't need to know the whole plan, but maybe there's some changes I need to make to my daily practice or things I need to do on a daily basis that's going to help me get to this goal. So I add them as affirmations to remind me to do them every day. And then the last one is our thoughts. So how do I need to change the way I think to become this wealthy or healthy or loving person? And then add those as affirmations as well. And when you put all of this together, you know, in a dynamic movie with photos and with the song, is just, it's so important to choose a song that absolutely blows your hair back.
or makes
your heart sing. Because, and has meaning for you.
That has a good memory, yes, associated with it, yes.
Because it instantly puts you into that elevated emotion, which is exactly what we're trying to strive for.
I love the song from Boston, More Than a Feeling. It's such a great freedom song for me because it's associated with a really good time in my life, too. Dates myself, too. You know, this is the beauty of what I do with the Aware Show is that I'm already journaling around what, and I forgot I was hosting. So that's the beauty of radio. And like, okay, I need to do this and this. Oh, man, this isn't a course I'm listening to. I'm actually on the air. So what I learned when I was listening to this wonderful gift that you're giving to our audience is, it really, really is effective because of the subliminals that are involved here. So I can talk myself into anything, but sometimes it goes down to the deep patterns that I'm unconscious of that sabotage my success is when I become so confused. Wait, I knew that. I know this. How did I not create this? How did I get back into sabotage again? So when, at what point did you add the subliminals to the mind movies?
Well, we became aware very early on through the works of people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I've been working with quite a bit, Dr. Bruce Lipton, you know, how we have these programs, where they come from and what they really are. You know, and what we're talking about here are beliefs that we adopt in normally, you know, predominantly through the ages of 2 and 6, because that's when we're in predominantly theta brainwave activity. When we're in theta brainwave activity, we are connected and we're like sponges. And so when we're that young, we're not just listening to what people tell us, but we're observing behavior. You know, we're looking at listening to conversations about that our parents are having about love, about money. We're taking on all our beliefs about who we are, our self-esteem, you know, what, where our place is in the world. And so once we have these beliefs, they get stored into our subconscious mind, so that every time we start to move towards a goal, even though consciously we want to create wealth and health and money, there is these thoughts that keep coming up. And sometimes, because we've been thinking them for like 30, 40, 50 years, depending on how old we are, they seem so normal to us that we don't even realize they're sabotaging our efforts, because they're, you know, and they're connected to these beliefs that we have, that we're not good enough, that we're not worthy, and that, you know, we don't deserve, you know, the love and the happiness that we're looking to strive for. So we need to overcome this. We need to somehow, because these thoughts that are connected to these limiting beliefs go along these neural pathways or these neural connections. And so every time we think about money, these are the thoughts that come from our subconscious mind through to our conscious mind. So we need to change those thoughts. And the way that we can do that is through, number one, choosing new thoughts. You know, like we said, when we're making our mind movie, we choose thought affirmation so that we can really see ourselves operating from that new thought paradigm. But the more often that we can play this movie in our mind, we start to create new neural pathways. Our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what we see through our eyes and what's playing as a regular occurring movie in our mind. So it starts to believe that that movie is our new, is our reality, and in turn starts to create new thoughts that are in alignment with that future. So now we're starting to think more positive thoughts. You know, it takes a little bit of effort, but we're starting to think these more positive thoughts. So what we try and do is work as much as we can with the subconscious mind, because that's where the negative programs are stored. So when we start to add subliminals to our mind movies, so, you know, inside the Mind Movie software, you can add something there, or in our Matrix program, where we have already added them to the Mind Movies, it's laced with, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of affirmations, which are actually the affirmations in the Mind Movie, but we can't consciously hear them. They're kind of laid in underneath the music. But subconsciously, they are going through to the subconscious mind, and we're absorbing them in there. Now, these thoughts and these messages are in alignment with this amazing future that we want to create. So it's helping us to create these new connections, these new pathways, so that now when we start to, you know, move towards wealth or health or whatever that is, our thoughts are in alignment. Now, when our thoughts are in alignment with that future, our actions automatically are in alignment with that as well, though they affect our actions. So when our thoughts and actions and emotions are all in alignment with this future, what happens is that we're resonating at a, or vibrating at a certain frequency, and that frequency is a match to the things that we want to create.
Mm-hmm.
So then by law, which is law of attraction, whatever is a vibrational match to that frequency that we're putting out is then attracted back to us to help us make it happen.
Ah, and it's really, I mean, fairly simple. It's just the practice that we don't maybe have in place. I was looking at some of the, so what Natalie has so graciously donated for our fun drive today is the Mind Movies Matrix. Now, this is one of the most popular programs that she has because of its effectiveness. And it's incredible simplicity. Literally anyone can do this. It's literally just listening to the or watching the Mind Movies 6 minutes a day. But it's very, very, very powerful. And I'll tell you my experience with it in a little bit. But it, in terms of using all of these different techniques, it's subliminal audios. It's, the, of course, the visuals. It's the affirmations. Now, these affirmations are things that you hear every day, but you don't necessarily internalize because the subliminals are maybe not behind them. The practice isn't there to groove the neural pathways. The just the idea is that here's some of the, and the affirmations, of course, are all up front, so you know that it's all really good stuff. I love the food that makes me thin. I look and feel lighter today. I enjoy being healthy. My body is getting stronger, slimmer, and healthier every day. This is just the weight loss one. There's also money, relationships, and creating the perfect partner, which Natalie has a story about. But it's, but the idea of using this as a tool to override the programming that is there that you don't even know is there, that's the key. I find that as a huge key for me. And I just need a little extra help. It's like having a coach, but not the price tag of a coach because of the effectiveness of the subliminals in this. So I'll just tell you right now, you can call us here at WBAI. We are raising money for our radio station. If you give us a call at 516-620-3602, we're raising money because KPFK means something to you. Because in some way you find yourself driving or home from work that day, or in some situation where you catch the Aware Show and it catches you off guard and it speaks to you. And that is why we want to support this wonderful radio station, because we get the opportunity to do this every day with the Aware Show. We get the opportunity to have incredible guests like Natalie Ledwell on Los Angeles and New York radio. And it's just so fabulous for us. So we get to do this, and you are for some reason listening to this today and it's striking a chord, or not, and you just listen to it as great entertainment, and maybe you share it with a friend, but somehow there's something that maybe you needed to hear. That happens to me all the time, and I host this show, and I've been doing it for 18 years, and it still catches me with a, oh my gosh, I really, really needed that. The Aware Show is a healing for me, and it's set in that energy. So if you can donate to this wonderful radio station, please call us. The number for WBAI, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And you'll ask the volunteers in the phone room for the Mind Movies Matrix. And it's a $150 donation to the station, and it's the Mind Movie Matrix subconscious programming. It is the combination of the brainwave entrainment, the mind movies. It focuses on four key areas: wealth, relationships, health, and finding your perfect partner. And this is a wonderful thing to do. It overrides any goal you're going to set or resolution that you're going to have or thought when you're driving down the freeway saying, you know, I really need to do that. This puts it into your neurology in a different way than it would just thinking about it. And my personal experience is great, because I was listening to the weight loss one, and I've been looking at trying to create a breakthrough with, you know, that my weight just gets stable, it gets steady for a long time, and I want to create that next level of results. And I have tried new cookbooks and different mixed up my exercise routines and everything, and I still have that nighttime addiction to carbs. It just comes on when my brain needs some extra energy and I find something that's crunchy and salty. And I don't know why those things keep appearing in my house. I probably buy them, but they're there regardless. And I, for some reason, over the last maybe week since I've been listening to this program, have had no desire to eat those. I have dropped a couple of pounds, and it's been only the desire to eat healthy foods, like just protein and vegetables is my thing. And that works for my body the best. And I have reduced that craving for the sugar and for the extra carbs at night. I can't tell you why. The only thing that I've changed here is listening to subliminals and listening to the Mind Movies Matrix, which has been really, really very cool for me, because I watch my health very closely. And so I want to tell you that if you call here, 516-620-3602, you do need to have a computer and an email for this to be able to work. There are 8 different movies here. So 8 movies, there's 4 audios, there's 6 minutes a day. As I said, anyone can do this. And it is, the effectiveness of this is extremely high. And so if you can support the radio station and support yourself, I would suggest doing this now, and especially during our fund drive, because this price doesn't exist anywhere else. It just exists on this radio station at this time. So if you give us a call, 516-620-3602, talk to the volunteers in the phone room. Please give your correct email address and your credit card number to the volunteer in the phone room. Then you will get access to the Mind Movies Matrix. And the phone number again, it's 516-620-3602. And Natalie, can you tell me a little bit about, first of all, did you create this for yourself? Because it seems to have worked really well for you. Well, the personal gain in what we do, right?
I know. Well, you know, obviously we had the idea come to us. But, of course, you know, I heavily still use all of our programs. You know, I'm making personal Mind Movies every year. But the thing that I love about The Matrix, especially, you know, you have the brainwave entrainment one that you watch in the morning. So the movie's the same, except the audio is different. So you're watching brainwave entrainment in the morning. Now, the awesome thing about the brainwave entrainment audio, it sounds a little bit like a helicopter, like a buffeting sound.
Right.
But what that's doing is it's lowering your brain waves so that we're getting you into theta brainwave state. Now, while you're in theta, what happens is that your analytical mind starts to shut down, and we're going straight into your subconscious mind. So normally you would watch a movie, and if we didn't have that sound there, you may be watching a Mind movie and going, yeah, look, I'd like to be this. But, you know, those limiting thoughts, those limiting beliefs, those sabotaging thoughts are coming through your conscious mind, telling you all the reasons why it's never going to work for you and why you can't do it and how you've tried it a bazillion times before and it's never worked, so why would it work this time? But when you listen to it with the brainwave entrainment audio, that it quietens it down, that chatter, so you don't hear that voice. And you're just absorbing all these affirmations straight into the subconscious mind. Now, you know, the number one piece of feedback I get from this program is people going, you know, I haven't quite got there yet, and this is normally in the first couple of weeks, but they go, but for the first time in my life, I actually believe I can do it. Because we've started to change those neural pathways. We're starting to replace them with these more empowering thoughts that are in alignment with this future. And it also means that without effort, you're starting to make different choices. You know, like you were just saying before, all of a sudden you don't want the carbs, you know. And this is what I found, it was the same for me as well. You know, we were just talking earlier about, I actually have found, you know, a wonderful man, and I've been searching for a couple of years, you know. And I've definitely been out there and searching, and what I do is I watch the brainwave entrainment, you know, finding your perfect partner Mind movie, because what that's doing is getting me into, you know, my subconscious mind. Then I play my personal one afterwards. So everything I have there is going straight into the subconscious. And I actually do this before I go online or before I go on a date or before I actually get on a phone call, you know, with a guy, because I want to be a complete vibrational match to the relationship that I want to create. So it means it's easier for me to identify whether this person is going to fit that profile or if he's not. And if he's not, it's like, okay, I need to keep this space clear for my one to come in. So it's made it very easy for me to be able to decide fairly quickly who is and who isn't, you know, a vibrational match to me and who's going to be able to create that future. So, so you watch the brainwave entrainment one in the morning, the subliminal one at night. And, you know, whatever we play, whatever we watch for the last 10 minutes before we go to sleep is what our subconscious mind's going to be mulling over all evening.
That's important.
Very important, right?
Yes.
And not only is it mulling over it and playing that movie, but it's actually coming up with solutions. It's coming up with actions. It's coming up with ideas of what you can do to move closer to that. And so in the morning, you find that you might wake up, or if you're in the shower that morning, you know, a brilliant idea will come to you that will help you get closer to that, because that's what you've put into your mind the last, the last 10 minutes before you get to sleep.
So those are some of the bonuses, or that's in the subliminal, the evening, the sleep meditation?
Yeah, so you have you have eight movies, but you've got two for Perfect Partner, two for wealth, you know, two for, you know, health. And so you watch the brainwave entrainment one in the morning, and then you watch the subliminal one at night on the same subject. Then we have this subliminal audio that you can play throughout the day. You know, these subliminals need to be played through speakers, and they're normally set to nature sound, so it's a really pleasant, you know, sound. But the thing is, remember, consciously you can't hear all these affirmations, but subconsciously they're just going straight into your subconscious mind. And that's just an extra booster. You don't have to do that, but it's something that we include because it's, you know, it can really help. And then, of course, because we're kind of, you know, really changing neural pathways and everything in your brain, we include the sleep meditation, because sometimes when people start to use the program, they find it difficult to get to sleep because we're making a lot of changes here. The sleep meditation is, you can have it with a voice leading you into sleep, or just the audio of it. And we get so much feedback from people who are getting, you know, for the first time in their lives, having really deep, sound, beautiful sleep.
That's amazing, especially if you are a waker, if you have issues with waking up in the middle of the night or can't get to sleep. Again, it's a really wonderful thing to do. Just plug that in. Now, you can listen to that on audio as well?
Yes. Yes, great. That is an audio that you just you have it playing as you jump into bed. You can listen to it through speakers, it really helps you to drift off to a good sleep.
Wonderful.
Not just a light sleep, but a really good sleep.
Right. That's wonderful for people with, in addition, you might be going through changes and your mind is continually working, but also if anyone has issues with sleep, it's another really good thing to do. So I want to mention one more time, the phone number to call here is, in order to get the Mind Movies Matrix, it is an incredible program. It is incredibly user-friendly. Who doesn't have 6 minutes a day to change your life? But the reason it's only 6 minutes is because of the power of the brain entrainment programs, which we will talk about a little bit. And there's a lot of science, excuse me, included in this as well with the brain entrainment, why it's effective, how it's scientifically proven to manage, you know, a wide variety of ailments. There's a lot of science behind brain entrainment. It's been around since the early 90s or maybe even before. And Mori Zelkovich does this particular one. We've interviewed him before on the show, and he's got a specific type of brain entrainment. He's very intentional about what he does and how it works. So here's the phone number, 516-620-3602. If you have been in a pattern where you cannot seem to resolve, or stuck in a regular pattern of doing something that you can't seem to figure out why do you keep sabotaging this particular behavior? Why is it there? You might look back on your past and see that it's there and the reason why, but you still have to change it. Awareness is great, but you actually still have to decide to change it. And that, I believe, is one of the ways to help you. Subconscious programming for me is like the secret sauce. It's like the vitamins. It's right there where you don't know what you don't know. And that's the part of it that I really love. Now, this is only a $150 donation to the station. It is truly a $1,695 value. It has, because of the technology that's involved and the programming that's involved and the mind movies and everything, it is very, I'm sure, it took you a while to build this, didn't it?
It did.
And a lot of resources.
Every year to get everything together. And, of course, Maury, who we've been working with, once we had the idea to create the program, we did some research. We're like, who's the guy? Who can we reach out to? And Maury's name kept coming up, but we couldn't find him. Honestly, it took us months to finally track him down and get him to, you know, and we finally got through to him, reached out to him and told him, you know, what our idea was. And he, from the moment we mentioned it to him, he was like excited, truly excited.
So, yeah. He's great. And he has a lot of fantastic equipment and research behind it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, he's one of these guys that didn't realize, he just thought there was something wrong with him, but from a young age was very sensitive to sound and could identify different sounds, different frequencies, and the changes it would have within his body and within his mind. So it wasn't just like it was, I mean, it was destined for him to be doing this kind of work, and he's exceptionally passionate about it, which I know you'd be aware of.
Yes, absolutely. And the sound, again, Natalie, it's a perfect description. It sounds a little bit like a helicopter blade, but it's just enough perturbation in the mind to get the analytical thinker offline so that you can go right into it. Just keeps it busy for a little while. The monkey mind, the mind chatter, it quiets it. And I don't know how that works, but it goes then right into the theta state. So the messages that are coming in, you can't necessarily hear. You can read them all ahead of time, so you know what they are. But it's all very positive, loving affirmations that are embedded then into the brain entrainment technology. Now, why I've asked you this about adding the brain entrainment to the mind movie, but when you did that, did you notice a specific change in your own experience with it, being so intimately involved with it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think too, because I struggle sometimes with my weight as well, and carbs aren't particularly my problem. My problem is wine. I drink my calories. I don't necessarily eat them.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. It's like, you know, it's the after work and the whole you know, the process of it and the cheese and the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With it. You know. And of course, then the demotivation of not wanting to exercise and the whole thing. So, you know, when I get to a point, I'm like, okay, I need to change my habits. You know, because this is the thing. If I can maintain the healthy habits, then I can maintain, you know, the weight that I want to be. And of course, you know, when I'm traveling and so forth, I'll get out of the habit. But whenever I need to come back and get back in the habit again, I start watching those Matrix mind movies because it's all of instantly I start to feel different. And you know what it is? It changes my thoughts and my habits, but without effort. Like I find that if I go out for dinner, you know, I'll normally look at the menu, and if there's some kind of pasta or truffles or, you know, something that's cheesy, I'm like, yeah, I'm all over that. That's what I want to choose. But I find that when I'm watching the Matrix system on a regular basis, in, you know, watching it morning and night, that when I go to a restaurant, I just naturally gravitate without thinking and making a healthier choice off the menu. Or when I get up in the morning, my thought isn't, oh, do I feel like exercising today? My thought is, what am I going to do to exercise today? Like without effort, like without me even realizing this is what's going on, I just start to naturally make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? It's interesting how that comes up too. I mean, it's not an intentional shift or change. It just starts to occur, and that's how you know that it's working. Now, if you look back, I mean, it's really interesting. Now, I did mention earlier that you need to have an email and computer for this to work, but you don't necessarily need a computer. You just need your phone if you have a PDA phone. What do you call that thing? Smartphone.
Absolutely.
And then headphones, right?
Yeah, because the Matrix program is available on your computer, so you can access it online and download the movies to your computer so you can watch them during the day. But we also have the app, the Matrix app. So, you know, the app is free. You go to either the App Store or Google Play, download the free app, put in your login details, and then you have access to your movies from there as well.
Oh, that's
really good.
So you
can either stream them or you save them to your phone, so you don't need to be online to be able to listen and watch them, you know, through the internet. You can have them saved as a file on your phone, which makes it even easier. Actually, you would do both.
What's the app again? What's it called?
Mind Movies Matrix.
Oh, Great. That's the app. Okay. And then that's wonderful that it's free. And then you can also look this up online if you'd like to go to mindmovies.com/matrix and you can see a little bit more about it. And you'll see it on there for $2.97 on the website. So donating $150 to the radio station is actually a savings to you, and it has been donated graciously from Natalie to the radio station so that we can raise money during this fund drive. So who wouldn't want the idea to be able to effortlessly increase their level of havingness around money, effortlessly be able to change your weight, effortlessly create loving relationships? And this could be a loving partner. It could be a family member. It's anything that improves the quality of relationships. It could be siblings. It could be children, adult children, et cetera. And also to create the perfect partner. Just to, you know, loneliness and depression can get very, especially during any transition times and so forth. It's wonderful to have a partner. So doing this and finding different ways to create these things in your life is, I don't want to say it's totally effortless, because I believe doing work is very important, that you have to. You have to discipline yourself to do this 6 minutes a day. You could download it onto your phone. And it is, has been made, because Natalie understands convenience, has been made easy for us to be able to get to. So here's the phone number here at the radio station, 516-620-3602. It is a $150 donation, and this will is only going to be $150 on this radio station. If you go to mindmovies.com, you will see it at $2.97. And trust me, it is valued at $16.95 because of what has been put up and put into it. So this is a gift to you and us as well. So please give us a call right now. Pick up the phone, 516-620-3602. I did want you to understand that this is an incredible value for everyone who gives us a call right now, though you have to call. And you can also go online and donate to WBAI.org. But you can, right now, if it's really important, you can give the volunteers in the phone room a call. And please, if you give your credit card number, repeat it several times to the volunteer so that it's written down correctly. And you also need to give the email address, your email address. And we've had several issues with people not giving the correct email address or the volunteer not writing down the correct way. So please verify it with the person you're speaking with on the phone. We want you to get the information. We really, really do. So make sure that you verify that piece so that the message sent is message received and you're able to change your life. I mean, the tools and the techniques are here. The technology is here. It's just a matter of you picking up the phone and supporting yourself, supporting the station. Give us a call, 516-620-3602. Now, you said that Mind Movies has been created, it was created 10 years ago at this point, which is incredible.
Can you believe it?
No.
Well, actually, honestly, in the beginning, we, because it was such a great idea and we just wanted to get it out, that in the very beginning, the program was just basically Camtasia videos of our friend using somebody else's software and showing people how to use PowerPoint and photos off the net and all those kind of things and kind of Frankensteining it together. So, of course, as soon as we, we did our big launch in September of 2008, which that's a story in itself. I mean, we were over here for 6 months. We joined a mastermind group. We learned everything that we had to do to be able to launch Mind Movies to the world. And, by the time we got to the morning of the launch and we'd been working 14-hour days from our bedroom, it was just because we had no money to pay anyone, we'd actually accumulated about $120,000 on credit cards.
Wow.
And this is on top of everything, like our mortgage and car payments and everything at home. So, you know, we're like, if this doesn't work, we toast. And our launch fell September 2008, which is when the economic crisis hit the planet. And it was, we didn't realize until the morning of that what was going on financially around the world. And I'm very happy to report that, you know, our community grew from 8,000 to 80,000 in a week.
Oh, my goodness.
It was growing so quickly that our email delivery company shut down our account because they thought we were doing something illegal. And we had to get a friend on, you know, to get it reinstated. We ended up doing, actually, the first hour that we opened the gates of the sales cart, we did $100,000 in the first hour.
Oh, my goodness. That's unheard of online.
Yeah. I know, $280,000 the first day, and I think we ended up around $700,000.
Oh.
This is selling a $97 program when the economic crisis has hit the planet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it could have gone either way, but, you know, we had a mind movie we watched every day when we were during that launch, you know, of the amount of, you know, customers we were creating, who we were serving, what our business looked like, you know, the respect from our peers, you know, what life was like now that the launch was a success. Like, we weren't focusing on the launch. We were focusing on everything beyond the launch because to us, we had to, in our minds, have to go, look, the launch is a success. It's done, and how are we moving forward from that? And I think that it was a massive contributor to,
yes,
to that success.
I mean, I would say so. So you practice what you preach at the same time. What would you suggest would be like a technique that you have used that really has embedded this in your life? You know it works. What do you do? Every morning you watch this or when you sit, do you have anchors? I mean, how do you embed it into your life?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have several mind movies. You know, I have one for health and fitness. I have one for the projects I'm working on, you know, one for relationship, you know. So I watch them at the particular time when I'm about to work on that project or whatever. So I can become a vibrational match then. But, you know, one of the best techniques that I have learned recently, and I can't take credit for it, as I was telling you earlier, I've been working with Dr. Joe Dispenza for the last 4 years at his advanced workshops. And he teaches a technique of visualization that is so effective that I have heard and seen so many amazing success stories as a result of using this technique. And he calls it dimensionalizing. So when you go into your visualization, what he suggests is that you choose one scene or one slide from the movie or, you know, or the future that you want, just one scene. And then when you go into that visualization, rather than seeing a movie in front of you where you're one of the characters in the movie, you want to be in it. So, you know, you're using all of your senses, like, you know, and making it real, like it's happening to you in that moment. You know, if I think about, you know, my relationship, one of the scenes I used to play in my mind over and over again is being on a beach with my partner. And I'm laying on a deck chair and I can feel the heat of the sun on my skin. You know, I reach across and, you know, for me, pina coladas just signify, you know, beach holiday. So I can feel the ice cold glass in my hand and I can taste that pineapple coconut flavor, you know, and I'm looking across and the feeling of love that I have for the person that's laying on the deck chair aside from me. So I can hear the waves crashing on the beach. So I'm using all of my senses, but when I'm doing this, I'm looking down and looking at my feet as if I'm actually in the scene itself. You know, we had a woman do this in Australia at one of the Joe workshops, and her and her husband were having financial troubles. They had their house on the market, but they had no offers and been on the market for months. And so when she did this exercise, she knew exactly where she was going. So she's in her living room. She can feel the pen in her hand as she's signing the contract. She can smell the real estate agent's aftershave. You know, she can feel the bubbles of the champagne on her nose and taste that champagne and just that feeling of relief and, you know, and just that, you know, their financial troubles are over. She, after doing that exercise in the afternoon, went back to her room that evening, had a text from her husband, called him, and he said, "You're not going to believe this, but we just got an offer on the house."
Wow.
Goes, "It's not what we want."
Coincidence? I don't know.
I know. She goes, "It's not what I want. It's not what we want." She goes, "Don't worry. Don't sign anything." So the next day she goes back. She does the same process, except now she sees the price on the contract that she's signing. And 2 weeks later, they sold the house for the amount that they wanted.
Huh. That story after story. And there's a lot of science about why it works and how it works. It works with the reticular activating system in the brain. It works with many different, and they've done a lot of research around why visualization and subconscious programming together works so well. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's written extensively about this. It's how he healed his entire body after a massive accident. And it's, you know, it's quite phenomenal. But here's the question, is that maybe you don't understand the power of it until you try it. Or in Natalie's case, her pain was greater than her desire to try to change. And she didn't know how stuck she was. So if you look at people around you and you say, well, why they're just lucky. They have luck, or they, you know, they were born in a different side of the tracks, or whatever the excuses that you give it, it is not necessarily true. I've interviewed some phenomenal people who had nothing, who have changed their lives over and over. I speak with people. So change is absolutely possible. There's just something that you need to do about it. This is a very valuable tool. And I'm saying this because I am passionate about people understanding that change is possible. It's one of the reasons I do this radio show, is I learned that I healed my own brain, and I learned that change was possible there. And I created a show to tell the world that that is possible, that someone can heal their brain, someone can actually do that. And I can speak today because of that. So this is a tool, a technique that is easily done. It is most of the work has been done for you. And that's what creates the magic, is because of the amount of work that's been put into this, and with intentional people as well, and people that try this and it works for them. So here's the phone number. I'm going to give this to you once again. And I encourage you, there's so many different things here, but if you're in a place right now of being stuck or having to make a change and you don't understand what the change is all about, sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need outside help for these massive changes that we're going through to be able to be a little bit easier on our lives and our bodies. And so if you can support the radio station and support yourself, I would suggest doing this now, and especially during our fund drive, because this price doesn't exist anywhere else. It just exists on this radio station at this time. So if you give us a call, 516-620-3602, talk to the volunteers in the phone room. Please give your correct email address and your credit card number to the volunteer in the phone room. Then you will get access to the Mind Movies Matrix. And the phone number again, it's 818-985-KPFK. So the reason to do this, again, is for a way to actually create change in your life, to facilitate change in your life. And there's story after story after story of people that this has worked for. So if you want to check that out, you can go to the website, which is mindmovies.com. You can see what Natalie has created and the success of Mind Movies, and how 4.2 million people around the world have tried Mind Movies, and the success that is experienced because of the intentionality behind the organization. And to create this level of an organization on movies, yep, you could probably do this on your own, and you could create images and a movie and a PowerPoint or whatever. But what's been put into this with the brainwave technology, so you're accessing the beta, the alpha, the delta, the theta, you're getting all of the research as to why this would work for all of my analytical friends out there that really want to understand how this creates clarity, how this creates openness in the mind. And then you really get to that calm state where you don't have to figure it out, where you can actually be in a receiving state when you're listening to these 6 minutes a day. I even listen to one at more than one at a time, and you can, right, Natalie? It's okay,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, it's a beautiful combination. So it changes, literally changes every cell in your mind, and it can get those cells working for you rather than against you. It's it's very simple. And that's the beauty of it. It is so simple. So keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. And if you could tell us just a little bit about this particular Mind Movies Matrix, what are some of the results that you've heard from other people, if you remember any of them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously there's so many to mention, and mm-hmm. we have I'm actually in San Diego in our main office at the moment.
Great.
And we have a what we call a gratitude wall.
Mm.
So we have an entire wall of the office, which has got all these, you know, testimonials and stories from people that have really, that have just really, really made a difference. And I think the ones that really stick with me the most are those who, you know, are really struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
they want more for their family. You know, I remember one lady in particular, she was a single mom, and I think she was just recently separated from her husband. And she had two children, and she was scared. Like, she was scared of what she had to face. I mean, justifiably so. And she started watching she concentrated just on the money, the wealth matrix, My Movie. And she was watched religiously, morning and night, she was watching it. And within a couple of weeks of actually starting to watch that My Movie, she was able to land the job that she wanted.
Mm.
You know, she was clear about the type of job that she wanted, so she was able to land a job that she wanted, making the money that she wanted to make so that she could really provide a good, stable home
mm-hmm.
and a good, stable environment for her two children. And she was just eternally grateful.
Mm.
But there are thousands of those kind of stories. And I think what I love most about the Matrix movie program is that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to make a movie. It's already made. And these aren't just the like regular kind of movies. These are professionally made My Movies. So they're quite dynamic. They've got amazing photos, amazing visuals. And then when you add that audio, the audio tracks, the brainwave entrainment, the subliminal to it as well, it just takes it up a notch that is beyond belief. And here's the thing. One of the biggest ingredients when it comes to creating what we want in our life is believing that we can do that, believing that we can do it. And with Matrix, because we're starting to change those pathways, those thoughts in our mind so that they're in alignment with this future, our belief system goes from I don't think I can to I have no doubt. And for the first time in my life, I believe that I can within a very short period of time. And once you can make that shift in your mind, then you can create anything that you put your mind to.
Wow. Wow. You know, I was just looking at the program, and are all of the bonuses included as well for our listeners?
Yes, of course.
That's huge. That's huge. There's a whole a lot of goodies involved here. you get a lot of things going on here. And it lasts. You can also access the program for a very long time, although I encourage people to get right on it because I don't want you to make this shelf help. You need to actually use this program, please. It's my request of you. If you're going to invest in yourself, use it. Don't just say, okay, now I've made the first step and then stop there because it's no point in just sitting in your inbox. But actually do something with it. So there is the phone I'm going to give you one more time. It's 516-620-3602. That's supporting WBAI, 516-620-3602. And we so appreciate your support. And give us a call right now. We have to wrap, but I want to say thank you so much to Natalie Ledwell. Thank you for your donation to the station and for your belief and faith in public radio and spreading these messages and making it so easy for people to change. I think that's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And of course, you know, like you were saying earlier, if someone's listening to this show and driving along in the car, and even if they by happenstance, which we know that's not really happening, it's actually happening on purpose,
uh-huh.
they come across this information, you know, that the powers to be are making sure that they are listening to this and in front of this information. You know, I'm so happy that we are able to provide something for you that's easy, that's instant, that is going to make such a massive change.
Yes, and, absolutely is.
And of course, I love you, Lisa. So
I love you,
you
too. A lot of mad respect for you, girl. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling in and supporting yourself and for supporting public radio. All of those things make this world a better place. And thank you for your energy. That exchange makes these shows happen. And until next time, I'm Lisa Garr. I invite you to stay aware.
This is Saul Williams.
And this is Michael Fried from Spearhead.
And this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
This is Reverend Jesse Jackson of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Please call and support WBAI, non-commercial, peace and justice radio in New York.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
Listeners, listen up. The Community Advisory Board, or the CAB, is a group of listeners who meet every Sunday to help WBAI. Our station needs actual work done, hands and bodies, at the WBAI office in Brooklyn, New York. Now is the time to move from listening to action. Come and do some work. We need to pack and mail premiums, call listeners to solve premium problems, complete inventorying, and send out BAI buddy packs. Commit to 12 hours a week or whatever you can. You can show up from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. WBAI's heart and soul is the listener. So bring your body, heart, and soul to 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, you can send an email to volunteer@wbai.org.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
And coming up next is Hour of the Wolf with your substitute host, Ken Gale, doing a very special kind of show. Long-time WBAI listeners may remember that song from, the early 2000s when I would sub for Susan Brown. I would bring back that song, which was the theme when Ed Menge and I were doing Monsters from the Id, from 91 until 93 when it became Nuff Said, 3:30 in the morning. So maybe you were listening way back then. Jim is still not feeling well. Hopefully Jim Frohn will be back next week. He said he's feeling better than he was. And he called me and asked if I could come for, today. And I didn't have enough time to get a writer or an artist guest. So I called my friend Gina Donahue from New Jersey and asked her for suggestions of music. She is quite a bit younger than me and is much more up on music, current music, than I am. And she had identified all kinds of stuff for me to talk to. I said, you know, stuff with science fiction or comic book lyrics. And she knew a whole bunch, into both science fiction and comics. So that's what I'll be doing today is playing music with those kind of themes. And if you need to stay awake all night, I'll certainly be doing that too. I'm going to start with Steel Eye Span because it's Jim Freund's favorite band. You heard Steel Eye Span on every episode of Hour of the Wolf, so it seemed the right thing to do to give you some Steel Eye Span. Let's go right to it.
My hat, I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
Let him know farewell, he. The other night he brought me today. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it,